Okay, so you know how sometimes it feels like you're drowning in information?
Yeah.
Like you're just bombarded with stuff all the time. And especially when it comes to, like health and science news,
Oh,
you
absolutely.
want to be informed, you want to make good decisions for yourself and your family. But like, where do you even begin?
Right. It can be so overwhelming trying to figure out what's actually true and what's just hype.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to dig into today, a little deeper into how to actually make sense of all the health and science information that's out there.
Okay. Sounds good.
We're calling this a deep dive because, well, we are really diving deep into a really interesting article called Talking Sense About Science.
Cool.
And it lays out this really clear framework for how to be more critical, more discerning,
Yeah.
when we come across all this information, whether it's in the news or online or even just, conversations with friends.
I like that, a framework.
Yeah, so we're kind of using this article as our guide today.
Thanks.
So our big question is, how can you, the listener, become like a pro at navigating this whole world of health and science news?
Yeah, like how do you cut through the noise and figure out what to actually trust?
Totally. And to do that, we're going to look at all sorts of sources, like we're talking about national newspapers, BBC Radio 4, the internet, of course, celebrity endorsements, all that stuff.
Lots to cover.
Yeah, there is. But don't worry, we're going to pull out the most important insights from the article
Awesome.
so you can actually walk away,
Yeah.
feeling more confident about how to approach all of this.
I like that.
Okay, so first things first, the article jumps right into this idea that journalism, so basically when it comes to medical science, has kind of changed.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like traditionally, we think of journalism as, providing accurate information, right? Helping us understand the world.
Right, keeping people informed.
Exactly. But the article argues that these days there's this huge pressure to entertain as well.
Yeah, especially with online news and social media, everything has to be like so attention-grabbing.
Yeah. And the result is that we get these, like snippets and sound bites instead of the full story.
Right, it's all about clicks and shares now, not so much about accuracy or depth.
Which is kind of scary when you think about it, because if the focus is just on being entertaining, then the information might not be as reliable, right?
Exactly. And that's how fake news and misinformation can spread so easily.
Totally. And when it comes to something as important as our health, that's a big deal.
Huge deal.
Okay, so this leads to another point that the article makes, which is that there's this tendency to like prematurely report on so-called miracle cures and breakthroughs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like you see these headlines all the time,
I've heard
right?
it all the time,
Like
but.
scientists discover a cure for fill in the blank.
Right, and it's like, wait a minute, is that really true?
Yeah, and the article specifically calls out UK national newspapers for often touting cures even before there's like solid proof.
Right, and then you have shows like on BBC Radio 4 talking about developments that are years away.
Yeah, like sometime in the next 5 to 10 years, which is forever in science time.
Seriously, and then on top of that, you've got all these reports coming out every month about promising research, new drugs. It's just a constant stream.
And don't forget about those online ads that promised like unbelievable results.
Oh, yeah, those are the worst.
So you can see why the article points out how frustrating this must be for scientists and healthcare professionals.
Oh, absolutely. They're the ones who actually understand how much work goes into developing safe and effective treatments.
Exactly. And it's not like they're against progress or anything.
Of course not.
They know that these things take time.
Right. It's not like you can just snap your fingers and have a cure.
But on the other hand, the article acknowledges why these stories are so popular.
Right. Because people want to believe there's hope, especially if they're dealing with a serious health condition.
Yeah, and any hint of a potential breakthrough can feel like a lifeline.
It makes sense.
But the danger is that this hope can be like built up and then dashed over and over again.
Right, because the reality of scientific progress is often much slower and more complicated than those headlines make it seem.
And sometimes things just don't work out the way we hope they will.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And to make matters worse, the article talks about how these early findings, which often have very limited evidence,
Right.
can get blown way out of proportion when celebrities start endorsing them.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Because people might see a celebrity talking about something and think, oh, well, if it worked for them, it must be legit.
Right, but that's not how science works at all.
Nope. And it's a
Yeah.
perfect segue to the next big point in the article, which is about the nature of scientific progress itself.
Okay, let's hear it.
So the article really emphasizes that scientific progress is often challenging.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah, sometimes even disappointing.
Data.
Like you might hear about a really exciting discovery in the lab, but then it turns out that it doesn't work as well in humans.
Wow.
Or it has unacceptable side effects.
Yeah. And a lot of research just straight up fails.
Which is totally normal.
It is, but it's not always communicated that way.
True. The article makes a good point that we often only hear about the initial excitement, not the setbacks and the failures.
Yeah, it's like we're only getting half the story.
So it's important to remember that translating a lab breakthrough into an actual treatment that's safe and effective takes a ton of time, money, effort, and it's not always a straight line from point A to point B.
It's more like a winding road with lots of detours.
Perfect analogy.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's talk about something that I know personally I always get a little suspicious of.
What's that?
Celebrity endorsements.
Oh, yeah, those can be tricky.
Especially when it comes to health and science.
For sure.
Because just because a celebrity uses a certain product or follows a certain diet doesn't mean it's actually good for you.
Totally. They're not experts in most cases.
Exactly. And the article actually cites a 2012 review that looked at a bunch of these dubious claims.
Oh, yeah. What was in that review?
Well, for example, it mentioned Simon Cowell apparently using canned oxygen.
A toned oxygen.
Yeah, as some kind of like anti-aging treatment.
Wow.
And then there were other celebrities promoting things like dried placenta pills.
What?
I know it's out there. Or using like topical coffee granules for all sorts of things.
Interesting.
And it's not just about medical benefits either.
Yeah.
The article even talks about how Michael Phelps, that Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, right.
Perpetuated this myth about chlorine in public pools.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one.
So the point is that even well-intentioned pronouncements from celebrities can spread misinformation if they're not based on actual science.
Totally. We have to be careful about who we're getting our information from.
Absolutely. And this brings us to a really valuable resource that the article highlights.
Well, what's that?
This is about science or SAS.
I've heard of them.
Have you? They're awesome.
Yeah. What do they do?
So they're a charity that's dedicated to helping people understand science and the importance of evidence.
Cool. So they're like science communicators.
Exactly. And they have this great website where you can find all sorts of articles and guides on different topics.
Free.
Totally free.
Nice.
And the article specifically mentions how SAS has been tracking and challenging these celebrity-driven health trends.
Oh, that's so important.
Yeah, they had this report in 2012 where scientists actually reviewed some of the claims being made about sports psychology, energy flow products, dietary supplements, all that stuff.
Wow, so they're really on top of it.
They are. And the article even quotes Tracy Brown, who was the managing director of SAS at the time.
Okay, what'd she say?
Well, she said, celebrity comments travel far and fast, so it's important that they talk sense.
True.
And she also pointed out how these often ridiculous and potentially dangerous health claims tend to get way more attention than actual research and evidence.
It's kind of sad, but it's true.
It is. So to help us all avoid falling for these kinds of claims, SAS has put together this really helpful checklist.
Oh, a checklist. I love checklists.
Me too. It's a great way to sort of, you know, filter the information that's coming at us.
So what's on the checklist?
Well, first they talk about immune boosting.
Okay.
And the article makes it clear that you can't really boost your immune system beyond its natural capacity.
Right. It's not like a muscle you can just pump up.
Exactly. A healthy immune system is about overall well-being, not about taking some magic supplement.
Makes sense.
Then they talk about detox.
Oh, yeah. I've seen so many detox products out there.
And the article points out that our bodies are already perfectly capable of detoxifying themselves, thanks to our liver and kidneys.
Right. We have our own built-in detox system.
Exactly. And these detox products and diets often have no scientific basis and can even be harmful.
Yikes. Okay, so detox is out.
Next on the list is superfoods.
Okay.
And while it's true that some foods are more nutrient-dense than others,
right,
the term superfood is really just a marketing ploy.
Yeah, it makes it sound like those foods have magical powers or something.
It does, but there's no single food that holds the key to perfect health.
It's all about balance and variety.
Exactly. And then we have oxygenating.
Oxygenating?
Yeah, like those products that claim to oxygenate your body.
Right.
And the article's response to that is pretty simple. Your lungs already do that.
True enough.
Like, we don't need special products to get oxygen to county.
Yeah.
Our respiratory system's got us covered.
Good point.
And finally, they talk about cleansing.
Cleansing, okay.
And the article clarifies that the only things that really need cleansing are our skin and hair.
Yeah, not our internal organs.
Right, those internal cleanses you might hear about are often based on flawed ideas about how the body works.
Okay, so no more juice cleanses for me.
Probably a good call.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the SAS checklist. a really handy tool for spotting those red flags in health and science claims.
I love it.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today, what would you say is the most important takeaway for our listeners?
I think the biggest thing is to be skeptical.
Skeptical.
Yeah. Like, don't just believe everything you hear or read, especially when it comes to health and science information.
Especially if it sounds too good to be true.
Exactly. If it's promising a quick fix or a miracle cure, be wary.
And be extra careful about those dramatic headlines and celebrity endorsements.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because remember, they're not always based on solid evidence.
And remember to look for evidence yourself.
Yes. Do your research.
Check out resources like Sense About Science. They're great.
Absolutely. They can really help you develop those critical thinking skills.
So yeah, be critical, be informed.
Be empowered.
Yes.
And as a final thought for you to ponder in this world of information overload, think about this. What are some strategies you can use to make sure you're getting your information from credible sources?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How can you avoid those tempting but often misleading claims?
It's something we all need to be mindful of.
For sure. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive today.
Yeah, this was great. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of information.